Hello and welcome, John Dutton of SAMA. Please give us a brief overview of yourself and your organization.
Yeah, thank you very much. Basically, I am the principal of the South African Modern Hypnosis Academy, based in Durban and working nationally. I've spent about 26 years involved in communication skills and self-communication, and over 17 years of research in hypnosis and the workings of it. My organization, the Academy, teaches hypnosis throughout our country and beyond the borders, and that's basically what we do.
Wonderful, thank you. A defining moment in my life many years ago was when I read and studied Joseph Murphy's book, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind, which indicated to me that the subconscious mind is all-powerful and has unlimited capabilities. I believe that practitioners have achieved amazing results over the years using this tool. Can you tell us exactly what hypnotherapy is, John?
Yes, it's absolutely fascinating that we have this amazing equipment and so few people know about what we actually have. In modern-day terminology, I think the best way to look at it is to think of a computer. A computer has a program, and that program carries out the instructions and gives the working conditions of the computer to the system. Our subconscious mind is basically the same. So we have a piece of equipment we can update, we can change, we can fix, and we can choose to make it work more effectively. And we use a tool called hypnosis to get to the subconscious to actually do that.
And what environment does one need to perform hypnotherapy?
It's very, very interesting because as our normal practitioners who qualify through the academy and have their own practices, they normally have offices and a professional environment the same as any medical practitioner. But we are also working on a project which really is meant to go throughout Africa where people in rural environments can actually work under a tree in the shade and actually use parts of hypnosis to really assist people in those environments.
Right. Now, we all know that stress is the underlying cause of most health and mental conditions. Can you give us some examples of what issues can be treated with hypnotherapy?
As you say, Heather, every single sickness, disease, everything in this world is linked to stress. So hypnosis plays an amazing role from assisting people to sleep properly. We have road rage. We have people who battle to finalize their exams and studies, workplace stress. It's so vast. This tool is available to all and in so many arenas.
What would you say to folk who have reservations or fears about hypnotherapy?
Yes, that's a good question. Unfortunately, due to the stage shows and things people have read and seen, I always like to start off at talks when I have the opportunity to do so by asking people if they've ever daydreamed. Now, you will see people put their hands up and most of the audience will have. We all have daydreamed. That's a state of hypnosis. When you daydream, you cycle down the brain and you actually relax and are basically working with your subconscious mind while you're doing that.
Right. Well, that's actually quite simple to understand. What other industries and medical practitioners would you say should be looking at using hypnotherapy as an adjunct tool?
Well, again, there's such a range. If you look at the people that attend our workshops and come and become part of our members, from psychologists to life coaches to trauma counselors, we even have teachers and people that work with natural medicines. So it's so vast and so many people can actually take this and put it into their toolboxes to help other people.
As you said before, you're working globally and also doing wonderful work in Africa. Please tell us more about those, the things you're doing there.
It's quite amazing. You know, we have such an opportunity to go out there and do things. We have people who have studied at the Academy now from places like the Ivory Coast, Dubai, Mozambique, Namibia, right throughout from Nigeria as well. So we basically need to get this tool out throughout Africa where so many people need help. And I think really that's one of our aims is to get people throughout the continent to actually use this.
I think it's also important to mention here, John, that we've got many leaders in many fields of healing and therapy right here in South Africa. People don't have to necessarily go abroad and look outside. It's right here in South Africa, all you need.
Heather, that you are so correct. It's very sad in many ways that people come to our academy and then immigrate with their skills, but it's also very sad that we have so many leading experts in this country and people spend thousands and thousands of rands flying overseas and attending courses where we have the experts in the field. I've been honored and privileged to be asked to speak at the World Conference in Sydney. There are many of my other colleagues in South Africa who are highly skilled and experts in the field. So yes, you're quite right in saying we have, no matter what field, we in South Africa have experts and leaders in the field.
I do believe, though, that in the last 5 years, things have moved ahead in terms of exposure to the people and practitioners and leaders in our country, and it's continuing that way.
Yes, I agree with you. The last 5 years have brought about a change in hypnotherapy as well and hypnosis, because people are becoming aware that it's scientifically proven. It is a tool that is there for people to use and better the lives of other people. So I agree with you 100%.
You talk about hypnotherapy and hypnosis. What is the basic difference between the two?
The hypnosis is not only used as a therapy. We at our academy teach forensics. Forensics is used on police cases where we try to retrieve information from traumatized memory. There are many areas. There is areas such as hypnodentistry where dentists use it. So it's not only used as a basic therapy for relieving stress and helping people in those areas. Hypnosis has many functions. There's even, if we go to the more esoterical side of past life regression and other areas that hypnosis is used for.
Wow, that's amazing. John, what is your dream and the vision for your organization?
Our vision is something I do believe will be achieved. First of all, I think South Africa has the right to have all its people be given the opportunity to use hypnosis as a tool for millions of people. I think through our academy, training people to the highest global standards and educating people on hypnosis is really key. We also definitely need, and I've been striving for this for years, to get our own controlling body through government where the standards can be controlled, the educating of people in hypnosis, and a due respect that it needs will be given to it by ethical codes and ethical people working with it. And that's our vision, is to do that and also to get it out to as many people as possible throughout our continent.
And what a beautiful thing if we could all look at life and our problems through positive eyes.
Most definitely. You know, just saying that, you can go to a very good motivational speaker and you can walk out there feeling like $1 million. But 2 or 3 days later, with work and life, all of that motivation is gone. The beauty of the subconscious mind is if you put motivation into the subconscious mind, it becomes a behavior and it's long-lasting. In some cases, lasts forever. So, yes, it's an amazing tool.
And I am so for people moving away from medications. It's imperative that people look at other tools that they can use to heal themselves.
Yes, I think the beauty of the hypnosis is you can work with people who are on medication and still achieve results. So that you can combine the two, but we also have this amazing chemistry workshop in our brains that can release so many beautiful chemicals and healing chemicals. So yes, in one way we can work in conjunction with medicine, and then the other side we can work without it.
Thank you so much for your time and input, John, and I wish you many blessings in the great work that you're doing globally.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you again.